Hello?
Daddy, this is John.
Oh, hello, John. I was going to call you in a few minutes.
Well?
I got engrossed in this catalog.
Catalog?
Yeah. I've ordered the most wonderful trout rod. $50.
Trout? Can you afford to spend that kind of money on fishing, Daddy?
Well, can you keep a secret, John?
Sure.
I got a $5 raise.
Oh, well, congratulations. I'll bet your wife is happy.
She doesn't know about it.
No?
I'm going to stash the money each week until I get enough to pay for this equipment.
Oh.
And then I'll tell her. I think.
Oh. Well, Daddy, don't let Snooks find out.
Oh, don't worry about Snooks. I've already hidden $15, and if the kid hasn't found out yet, she never will.
Well, I hope not.
Nobody's even seen this catalog. I'll talk to you later, John. I have to put it back under the carpet.
Okay, Daddy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I'd better stick this thing away again so nobody...
Push it on the good, Daddy.
Snooks. some paper got stuck under the carpet. Paper. Got stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Is it?
Guess I'll have to get somebody to help Mummy clean these rooms a little better.
You don't have to, Daddy.
Why not?
I heard a tale where Aunt Sophie, she was going to mop up the floor with you.
When did she say that?
Right after she found the $15.
No. Snooks, she didn't find the money.
Didn't she?
Oh. Well, how did she find it?
I think someone told her where it was.
Why, impossible.
Pierre?
Who saw me hide the money?
Broke Pierre.
The baby? Did he tell Mummy?
No. He told me.
Oh, so that's it. You went and squealed to your mother.
No, I did not. I only squealed to Aunt Sophie.
Aunt Sophie? Well, everybody knows now.
No, Daddy. Only the three of us.
Oh, just the three of you? All told?
Yeah, and we all told.
Well, I guess the jig's up. I suppose you all know how I got the money.
Uh-huh. You got a raise.
It's like living with the Gestapo.
What are you going to do with the money, Daddy?
Oh, I was only going to borrow it for a while.
Yeah.
I wanted to hold out $50 to buy some new fishing tackle, that's all. I was going to square it later.
You feel bad, don't you, Daddy?
Oh, what's the difference? Nobody cares how I feel. But I won't stand for it much longer. Someday the worm will turn.
Ain't it the same on both ends?
No. Someday I'll take matters in my own hands and show everybody who's boss. I earn the money, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm entitled to spend some of it on myself. What if I did get a raise? I work for it. She can buy hats and stockings and shoes and...
And girdles?
Yes. She's living off the fat of the land. Why can't I have what I want?
What do you want, Daddy?
A fly rod. A measly little $50 fly rod.
It's a lot of money to catch flies with.
I don't want it to catch flies.
Oh.
I want to catch fish. That's the only pleasure I have, isn't it? Do I do anything else?
You don't even catch fish.
Well, I go fishing.
Yeah, I know you go.
It doesn't matter to me whether I catch anything or not. I'm a born angler.
That's what Mommy said.
Just what did she say?
You got more angles than...
Never mind that. I'll show you who's got angles. Well, I'm going to start wearing the pants from now on.
Ain't you been wearing pants, Daddy?
No.
Well, Mommy don't.
Now leave the room.
I'm not going to tolerate it any longer. Where is she?
Daddy, she might hear you.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have it out with her once and for all.
I'll go get her.
No, no, wait. Let me think about it. You go to bed.
Well, I want to help you get the money for the fishing rod, Daddy.
Oh, how can you help me?
I got some money. I've been selling newspapers.
You have?
Yeah, I buy the newspapers for 3 cents a piece.
How much do you sell them for?
2 cents.
Now, what good is that?
No good?
Why, of course not. If you don't make any profit, what's the sense of selling papers?
I like to holler.
You like to holler? Well, I can't imagine where you get that strange desire.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, I've got a right to holler. Oh, how much money have you got from your newspaper hawking?
3 cents.
That's not enough. I need $50. Oh, look at this, Rod Snooks. Did you ever see anything so beautiful?
No, Daddy.
$50. It's a steal.
Let's steal it.
No. I guess I'll never get that much money.
We could choke the cat, Daddy.
Choke the cat?
Yeah, choke the cat.
What on earth for?
Remember when you came home from the poker game?
Well?
You said there was $10 in the kitty.
Well, that's something else. It has nothing to do with choking cats.
Why?
Because it hasn't.
I got an idea how to make some money.
How?
You dress me up and I'll go out on the street and give my chicken imitation.
Well, what is your chicken imitation? How do you make money with it?
For 5 cents, I cackle like a chicken.
Yes?
And for 10 cents, I lay an egg. And for 50 cents, I eat a worm.
Oh, go to bed. I never heard such nonsense in all my life.
I'm only trying to help you, Dad.
Oh, I suppose you mean well, but come on, I'll tuck you in bed.
All right.
And don't worry about the money. I guess I can do without that, Rod.
No, I want you to have it, Daddy.
Well, it's no use. Since Mummy knows I got the raise, nothing can be done.
She don't know about it.
She what?
She don't know about the $15 either.
You mean you didn't tell her?
No, I didn't tell her.
Well, why not?
Because I didn't know where you hid it.
Well, what was this story about Robespierre finding it?
I made it up.
I don't understand it. How did you know about the raise?
I heard you talking to John Conti on the phone.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Want to make a deal?
A deal? Is this blackmail? By the very idea, trying to bribe... What's the deal?
I won't tell, Mommy, if you don't spank me no more.
Well, it's very dishonest to make such a deal, sir.
No,
but these are extenuating circumstances. I'll quit spanking you until I get the $50.
I wish the rod cost $100.
But I want you to understand, I'm going to make up that money to Mother some other way. I'll do an odd job here and there.
Oh, yes,
Daddy. Oh, well, now I can get that rod. Oh, boy, I'm the happiest man in the world.
When you go on fishing, Daddy?
On the first hot day.
Yeah?
And when it's real hot, I'll catch a great big one for you.
Will you?
You bet. Just give me one hot day, and I'll be out pulling them in. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
Yes, Daddy. Dear angel, please take care of Mummy and Robespierre and Aunt Sophie and Uncle Louis. Amen.
Why, Snooks, what about me?
Oh, yeah. Please, dear angels, make it hot for my daddy.